Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Colbún's Earnings Results Conference Call hosted by Cristián Morales, CFO. My name is Jo, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. Now I'd like to hand over to Cristián. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. Hello to everyone, and welcome to Colbún's 2013 fourth quarter conference call. My name is Cristián Morales. I'm the CFO of the company, and joining me today is our investor relations, Mariela Palma, and Sebastián Moraga, our deputy CFO. Hopefully, you have received our fourth quarter press release via email, or you have downloaded it from our webpage. We will start this call with a detailed analysis of the fourth quarter results to then go through a general analysis for year 2013 as a whole. After that review, I will talk more about our investment projects, some relevant events, and expectations for the upcoming months. First of all, we are glad to say that we had a good quarter with a considerable improvement in the EBITDA and with a profit on the bottom line. After a particularly weak third quarter, which we consider was a slippage in our way, quote-unquote, we are again back on track. First, let's take a few minutes to recall what happened in the third quarter, because results were historically weak and quite difficult to understand. The third quarter results with an EBITDA of $25 million were impacted by three things. First, a severe drought. Second, the failure of the Nehuenco II power plant that had the plant unavailable for 132 days. Third, the subsequent maintenance of the Nehuenco I power plant. The two latter factors implicated having out of service one combined cycle unit for the entire third quarter. If we consider that one combined cycle can generate 250 GWh in a month, this meant we had about 750 GWh less of efficient generation during the period, which obliged us to purchase on the spot market at high levels. The variable cost of both Nehuenco I and II is lower than the marginal cost observed during several weeks of that quarter. Those power plants could have set a cap on our production cost. Now, having said that, I will turn to Mariela for a more detailed analysis of the fourth quarter results. After that review, I will talk more about our investment projects and, as I said, relevant events and expectations for the upcoming months. Mariela.
Thank you, Cristián. This quarter, we had an EBITDA of $107 million, which if we eliminate the one-time effect of insurance compensation, both in the fourth quarter 2012 and a smaller compensation in this last quarter, means that the EBITDA had an increase of 26% compared to EBITDA in the fourth quarter the previous year. Remember that the quarter the previous year included a one-time payment of about $40 million as a result of the insurance compensation for the delay in the commissioning of the Santa Maria I plant caused by the earthquake in February 2007. Also, this fourth quarter registered a $10 million one-time income due to a reclassification of an insurance payment. This charge is related to a partial advance payment made by the insurance company in the third quarter last year related to the loss of profit of the Nehuenco II failure in March last year. Again, if we eliminate those non-recurring events, fourth quarter EBITDA grew 26% year-over-year from about $80 million in 2012 to $100 million in 2013. The $20 million increase in EBITDA is mainly because of three drivers. First, an improvement of the hydroelectric production. The fourth quarter 2013 exhibited an increase of the hydroelectric generation characteristic of the melting period, which in Chile begins around September here, when temperatures start rising in spring and last till December, January. Although rainfall for the year were lower compared to 2012, snow accumulation was slightly higher, implying higher river flows in Colbún's most relevant basin, and therefore greater hydroelectric generation when compared to fourth quarter 2012. Notwithstanding this, this seasonal increase is in hydroelectric generation. The average river flows for the quarter were approximately 20 to 40% lower than the water flows of an average year in the relevant basins of Colbún, meaning it was a temporary improvement, but we are still facing a very dry year. As a result, during the quarter, we had an increase in hydro output of about 280 gigawatt hour, which, considering hydro has a zero variable cost, and since our average PPA price is about $100 per megawatt hour, we posted an EBITDA growth coming from additional hydroelectric generation of roughly $25 million. The second factor for the improvement is a lower expense in the third-party work and supply line of about $10 million. This decrease is explained because on the fourth quarter 2012, registered a non-recurring inventory adjustment of material and spare parts. So hydro explains $25 million upside, third parties work and supply adds another $10 million, and the third effect explaining the EBITDA is a decrease in coal-fired generation, which translates in higher average production costs of around $4 million. Indeed, during this last four quarters, coal-fired generation was 592 gigawatt hour, which is 18% lower compared to the fourth quarter 2012, because during the month of October, the Santa Maria 1 power plant had a permanent maintenance which had the plant out of service for 19 days. The 18% decrease translated into about 130 gigawatt hours of less coal generation. If we assume a coal variable cost of $40 million per megawatt hour that had to be replaced by, let's say, the spot market at a price of $70 per megawatt hour in those weeks, then we had $4 million of lower EBITDA due to coal, which is $30 per megawatt hour times 130 gigawatt hour. Despite the lower coal-fired generation during the quarter, it is worth mentioning that the Santa Maria 1 plant completed its first full year in service, obtaining an availability factor of 86%, which compares favorably with an average of 84% of the coal plant in the SIC. In summary, EBITDA increase is explained by higher hydro output, lower third-party work and supply, and both effects partially offset by a lower coal-fired generation and some other minor factors. Other final comments related to EBITDA. First, it is important to mention that even though we were net buyers on the spot market during the quarter, this had a positive or zero impact on our results because the average marginal cost measured in Alto Hawaii was $75 per megawatt hour, which is below our PPA price and lower than the average generation cost of our own CCGT and our backup facilities. Also remember that we are serving a temporary contract with Codelco, which is 100% linked to spot market prices, which should be deducted for purposes of doing this analysis because it does not impose any pricing risk. Second, net purchases on the spot market during the quarter were threefold compared to the net spot sales in the fourth quarter 2012. But those sales in the fourth quarter 2012 did not have an impact on EBITDA either. Basically, this is explained because in that quarter we sold 642 gigawatt hours, which we supplied mostly with diesel and gas generation. And if we do a simple math calculation, we get that the revenues collected from those spot sales is almost exactly the cost of supplying those sales with diesel and gas. So what we're trying to remark is having a substantial role in the spot market is not part of our business or part of our commercial policy. And both fourth quarters demonstrate this. Despite the large gross amount of some lines on our P&L, the final effect on EBITDA is minor. And third, another comment is about transmission tolls. The lines registering both the toll revenues and toll expenses returned to a normal level after the third quarter was impacted by toll income reassessments and some decoupling of the transmission system observed during July and August 2013. I must mention the company is not exposed to transmission risk since we pass through most of them to our customers and also because Colbún's injections and withdrawals in each node of the system has a well-balanced position. Now, on the non-operating side, we posted a loss of $26 million in the fourth quarter 2013, higher than the loss of $17 million the previous year. The main components of these results are, first, the quarter included the aforementioned one-time of $10 million due to a reclassification from the non-operational side to the operational line, other income. The charge is related to a partial advance payment made by the insurance company in the third quarter 2013 related to the Nehuenco II failure, and the reassessment was made considering a fraction of the advance payment before loss of profit, which according to the company's policy must be registered in the operating income. Second, the quarter included an impairment charge of patents for unused water rights for almost $5 million. Finally, the quarter registered a loss of $31 million in the tax expense line, a charge that is above the tax rate times the results before taxes. Two reasons explain this higher number. First, the depreciation of the exchange rate during the fourth quarter had an impact on the tax value of fixed assets, thus affecting deferred tax. We have explained this effect many times. And secondly, a recalculation of deferred assets given the accumulated losses that the company has, NOLs, as it's called in English, which give us tax credit in the future. Now, in terms of cash flow, the cash flow analysis highlights a net inflow of $55 million during the fourth quarter after two previous quarters with net outflows. The result is mainly explained by the higher EBITDA due to an improved generation mix and by inflow in the financing activities. Both effects were partially offset by the additions to property, plants, and equipment associated with the Angostura project, and to a lesser extent, to repairs at the Nehuenco II power plant. As we already mentioned on the last investor's call, in the last October, Colbún subscribed an international bank loan for a total amount of $250 million with a 5-year bullet tenor. The use of funds is to refinance short-term debts, part of which was paid during the last quarter, especially associated to the payment of an amortization of a local U.S. bond by a decrease in the revolving debt and by interest payments. These new debts caused a slight increase in gross debt as compared to the third quarter, reaching $1.7 billion. Despite this, the net debt to last 12 months EBITDA ratio continues in line with the previous quarter at around 4 times and keeps with the downward trend observed in the last year.
Okay, thank you, Maria Elena. And now that we have gone through the main drivers of the fourth quarter results, I want to discuss with you broadly 2013 results. First, the fixed generation in the year grew 4% due to higher demand both from regulated and unregulated customers. Regarding the generation mix, hydroelectric generation reached a minimum holding below 40%, while coal increased about 10 points due to the higher generation of Santa Maria and plants like Campiche and Bocanina, reaching 33% of the total generation of the system, allowing a reduction in diesel oil generation, which accounted for only 4%. Despite the drought, this increase in coal generation allowed the average marginal cost measured in Alto Jahuel to fall by 21% when compared to year 2012, from $194 per megawatt hour to $154 per megawatt hour. Regardless of the continuous drought, our company showed a better position to face those adverse scenarios through an improved cost structure, the Santa Maria One basically, the Santa Maria One plant basically operating the entire year, more gas generation and lower diesel generation. And due to a one-time insurance payment of $64 million associated with the loss of profit caused by the fire at the Tehuenco One plant in December of 2007. These effects more than offset an extremely dry hydro year and a significant failure of one of our base load plants. Meanwhile, the Santa Maria One plant completed its first full year in service, obtaining an availability factor, as Maria Elena pointed, of 86%, which compares favorably with the average of the six, which is 84%. On the regulatory side, the year 2013 will be remembered as the year where the environmental superintendents started overseeing and controlling. This change is due to the 2010 environmental reform, which is the biggest change in the environmental institution since inception. In Colum, we prepare in advance for this new context of increased regulation and increased pressure from different groups and communities, and we will continue to strengthen our organization by adopting new best practices and establishing control mechanisms. Also in November 2013, Colum presented what it could be called a study of social, environmental, and operational results of the Santa Maria power plant. The objective of this study is to keep the Coronel community fully informed and duly informed of how the plant has operated. The balance for the first year in operation is very positive, and in a public health presentation, we show our compliance with all the environmental issues. In the case of particulate matter, for example, the data shows an average level of emission 10 times lower than permitted by the norm. Another important change for, for the year 2013 in the power generation industry was the entry into force of the new emission standards for thermal power plants, which sets maximum level similar to the existing requirements currently in the European Union. As part of this, we work hard on the implementation and certification of the so-called SEMS, which are the emission monitoring systems. This new system will allow us to monitor precisely and continuously the air emission coming from particulate matter, NOx, SO2, CO2, or thermoelectric units. We install this equipment, the SEMS, in all our thermoelectric plants, and we were pioneers to receive the first two certifications nationwide. Also during 2013, the Superintendencia of Medio Ambiente filed one charge for alleged environmental incompliance at the Santa Maria thermoelectric complex. In December, our company presented its defense, and we expect to have a final resolution of this process soon. Now that we have gone through the 2013 most relevant facts, I would like to give you an update of the status of our projects and some other issues of your interest. Our next project to come on stream is the Angostura project of 316 megawatts. This project, as you may recall, uses the water resources of the Biobío and Huechicura rivers in the Biobío region. At the moment, the project is in its final stages and advancing on the compliance with all social commitments. On mid-December of last year, the filling of the reservoir finished, and on the very last day of December, the first unit which has a capacity of 135 megawatts, was synchronized for the first time, and now now it's on its last test with water. So far in this year, 2014, this unit has shown a stable generation level with an average production and daily production of 1.2 gigawatt hour. This week, the third unit, which is a small one, that has 46 megawatt, was synchronized and has been generating some energy. The three units are expected to be fully operational by the end of March of this year, 2014, and the sequential entry into service of the units is consistent with the design criteria of the plant, which operates only with a unit during the summer months, as rivers have low flows in the summer. As we have said, this is going to be the largest hydro project completed in Chile in the last decade, so we are very proud of that. Also regarding our Angostura reservoir, the reposition recourse filed in October 13 against the Angostura project is held by the Supreme Court after the Court of Appeal of Concepción ruled in favor of Colbún. Meanwhile, the injunction halting the filling of the Angostura reservoir was lifted a few days after its promulgation. Now, about the San Pedro hydro project, we can inform that we have completed the analysis phase of the field studies conducted between 2011 and until 2013. With this, we are working on defining the adjustment to the civil works and some design optimizations. We estimate that this phase will last this first half of 2014, and then we will be able to present the new design to the appropriate authorities. The final schedule for the construction of the project will be determined after this test. Now regarding natural gas supply agreements, the company has two agreements for the supply of natural gas. The first is a midterm agreement with Metrogas, signed in 2012, which contemplates supply for one unit of the Nehuenco complex from January to April of last year, so that was already used for this year and for year 2015. The second agreement signed last year is a short-term agreement with ENAP. This agreement contemplates supply for the other combined cycle at our Nehuenco complex from October to March, this March 2014. So a portion is already used. On top of these gas agreements, we want to remind you that we are thoroughly studying ways to bring to Chile our own supply of gas, competitive gas, by means of LNG. We keep looking for a long-term gas supply, and we are studying different options, such as negotiating the use of existing regasification terminal at Quintero, or by means of a floating regasification unit. We are still in the early phases of engineering and in negotiations with the potential supplier of the vessel. About the other growth opportunities that the company has in its pipeline, there are no relevant updates. And finally, other few comments. We want to inform you that in January 2014, we had a failure in our Blanco hydro plant that has a capacity of 60 megawatts located in the Angostura Basin. It's in the Aconcagua Basin north of Santiago, which has kept the plant out of operation. The cause of the breakdown is still under investigation. The failure caused damage to the turbine and generator equipment and some balance of plant parts. Our technicians are on the site performing engineering works to estimate the date of decommissioning of this plant. Looking forward, the results of the company for the coming months will be determined primarily by a more balanced level between our own generation and our contract level. This is explained by the expiration of certain contracts with three customers by the Angostura Hydro Project, that, as I said, is generating important levels of energy. And finally, by the operation of our base load power plant, the Santa Maria plant, and both in the Nehuenco 1 and 2 plants that have natural gas for until March, April of this year. And hopefully a more normalized hydro condition when the new winter season arrives. Therefore, we enter this new consolidation cycle very optimistic after concluding an important investment plan of over 900 megawatts that we started in 2006 and which accounted a capex close to $2 billion. Then in a longer term horizon, the results of the company will be driven primarily by the reliable operation of our plants, which we expect to have a high level of viability, and by the hydro conditions. After we start the Q&A, the question and answer section, I want to take this opportunity to announce that this will be my last conference call to investors, because at the end of March, I will be leaving Colbún. After 6 years, I decided to undertake a new executive challenge related with the controlling shareholders of the company. So I will continue to keep close, will continue to be being close to Colbún. Sebastián Moraga, that is also in this call, who has been deputy CFO of Colbún for more than 3 years, will be the new CFO. So I wish him the best of luck in this new position, and I'm sure he will do an excellent job. The company has grown a lot since I got here and has overcome many obstacles which have strengthened it. That's why I'm convinced that the company and its management will keep its path and will continue sharing and creating value for all of the, its stakeholders. So with that, we conclude this fourth quarter results review, and now we are open to questions that you may have.
Thank you, Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. And just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, it's star then 1 on your telephone. We have no questions for you at this time, Christian.
Okay, so thank you very much, as always, to join us in this conference call. We look forward to meet you again in April, when we will discuss the first quarter results. I think Sebastián will help at that conference call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining. Have a very good day.